At National Ag Day activities, I am visiting with Andy Levine, American Seed Trade Association. Andy, I know you're the president and CEO. Great to meet you, and I really appreciate your support of our coverage of this really, I think, vital activity that takes place each year in our nation's capital. But let's learn a little bit about ASTA, the American Seed Trade Association. Tell me a little bit about your organization.
Well, Chuck, ASTA is a really unique organization. We are 127 years old, and we were started by seed companies to promote high-quality seed, and we do that on a daily basis, whether it's at the state level, the national level, or international level. Our memberships are companies that are involved in seed production from alfalfa to zucchini and everything in between. Anything that's planted by seed or grown from a seed, our members produce. And so it's really a wide variety of companies that we represent.
Talk about the work that you do on their behalf, then.
Well, we work, again, as I said, at the state level and at the national level on regulatory matters, laws that impact seed production, but also laws that impact growers, because growers have to have that ability to choose. One of the first choices they make in their production year is, what kind of seed do I use? They need to have that diversity. They need to have as few regulations impacting them or the cost of their product as possible. So that's where we play that intermediary role, and we work very closely with the grower groups and the food companies to ensure that we're part of that food chain.
So you have a staff and offices here in D.C.?
Yeah, we're based right outside of D.C. We do have one person who's based out of Texas who does all of our state work. And we have another gentleman who's based a little further west of here, but he does a lot of our regulatory work and international movement of seed work.
Well, we're looking at an interesting year with some of the change we've had in our elected officials and budget challenges and farm bill this and farm bill that. How do you describe the climate here? What does it mean? And as you look forward, what are the kinds of things you're really going to be focusing on to benefit these seed companies?
Yeah, it's truly an interesting time. If you look at the ag industry as a whole, grower community and others, for the most part, agriculture is doing well. Prices are strong. We even talk about them being a little too strong at times. But our industry is doing well for the economy and for exports, and so that's a positive for us. As we look at the overall picture of what's going on in Washington and our government, there's where we have some challenges. Obviously, the voters sent a message to Washington in the last election. The budget is weighing heavy on international markets, on the U.S. domestic market, our interest payments in those areas. And so Congress is looking at making changes. And when they do that, they always look at USDA and the farm programs and how that will impact growers, and from conservation to the farm programs themselves. And that's going to be a challenge going through this year. So we need to make sure agriculture is at the table when those issues are being addressed.
Well, I've got to believe that some of the things we don't normally or traditionally think about are important to your members, and that's in the area of research, for example. I know I've at least heard that come up, that we really need to maintain a strong agricultural research effort with support from the government, from USDA, for example, but that's all kind of on the table, right?
It really is, but that's absolutely critical, and you're right on, Chuck. The Agricultural Research Service at USDA is vital to the continued development of varieties and new technologies, analyzing the DNA makeup of varieties. And they also play a key role with our state land-grant universities, which are also experiencing challenging times because of state budget. So we spend a great deal of time lobbying for support of the land-grant institutions to make sure that they've got the resources that they need, but also for USDA. They play a vital, vital role in what we do going forward, bringing new products into the field.
Well, in 2011, what's the top priority? If you could maybe just point to something that really is right at the top of the list of what you got to work on this year.
Well, I'd say our top priority is working with the grower community to make sure that we have a viable farm bill. We've got a role to play there. There are some minor issues in the farm bill that impact the seed industry directly, but it impacts our customers, and our customers need to be able to do business, and that's the America's farmers. So that's where a lot of our focus will be, is how do we help the corn growers and the soybean association and the wheat growers, cotton growers, vegetable growers. We're in the game with all of them.
Well, here at Ag Day, we're celebrating American agriculture and what our farmers and ranchers do each and every day out there on the farm, in the fields. Describe your interest and involvement in helping support this effort and how important this is.
Well, it's exciting to us to be able to support the Ag Day efforts and bring in that the folks that can carry a message out to the general public about what agriculture is today. We consider it a strong science-based industry. All of our young students that come out of the university come out with science degrees. Most come out with science degrees. They're the ones in the field developing new varieties that can potentially help to feed the world. And we look at it from that big of a picture. America's farmers are adopting technology and using it in the field and using it in their operations and in their homes to ensure that they're maximizing production. And so having the opportunity to get that message out through an event like Ag Day is truly exciting for us, and we're really pleased that we could support this effort.
Well, I can tell you that those of us at ZimCom and AgWire.com are very appreciative of your support as well, because what we're going to do is, over the course of this Ag Week, feature interviews that I've been doing here and probably some others about what's going on in our agricultural industry, and especially at this time to celebrate American agriculture. So here from National Ag Day Activities, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.